This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
From the 479, Dusty, you need to have golf and game seven on Sunday afternoon with some Miller lattes. That series has been, oh, you better believe it. I thought it was going to go seven the whole time. Thought Denver would win. I'm here for it. Best player on the planet.
Knicks and Celtics game seven is Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's chill.
What? You were all back in yesterday.
Well, I'm back in, though. We've got a chance.
You've gone the ultimate high to the ultimate low to the ultimate, like, you're all over the
C's
joint.
I thought we'd win game five the whole time. The series. But I'm giving us a 30% chance to win the series, officially.
Yeah. A 30% chance?
And good thing you won that must-win game three.
Yeah.
It's playing out to be right now.
It's true.
That's tonight.
Can't wait. 7 o'clock. Can't wait.
In the other garden.
Yep.
It's going to be electric there.
Oh, it's going to be ruckus.
New York tonight has the Subway Series, Mets-Yankees,
yep.
Celtics-Knicks. Who's performing at MetLife? It sold out. It was a huge crowd that's there. Like, there's so much
Pitbull and Shakira, right?
Yeah, right, at MetLife. So you'll have 80,000 there, 20,000 at the Garden, 50,000 at Yankee Stadium. Like, there's a lot going on. And it'll all be sold out. It'll all be packed. It'll all be just epic. But I don't know. I'd like to say the best atmosphere is going to be the Garden tonight. But who knows? Mets and Yankees with Juan Soto returning to the Bronx. I'm sure there's going to be a boo or two,
absolutely,
you know, for Juan Soto, and a boo or two for the Boston Celtics. But like, the Knicks have to win tonight. They have to win tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Because if they go back to a game seven in Boston, I just don't know that they're going to be able to win that thing up
either.
There. So they've got to find a way to kind of win tonight and eliminate the Boston Celtics. The longer you let a veteran team like that hang around, the worse your odds are of winning. You get these guys a little bit of confidence. Look, they played great in the fourth quarter without Jason Tatum night in Boston and ended up blowing the doors off the Knicks. And so I look at this, I'm like, the Knicks better lay the wood fast in this game. Because if you allow these guys to just kind of hang around, they're eventually going to find a way to beat you. It's a big, big game for the Knicks. If they don't win this thing tonight, the Celtics will win the series.
If they come out tight and all of a sudden the Celtics are up 10 in the first quarter, that Garden's gone quiet and all of them are those thoughts are finally creeping like, oh, wait, this is actually going
to
happen.
Because everybody going to that game tonight that is a Knicks fan, I want to say we've all been there in these game clinching situations. Just think back to the Royals, because football doesn't have, you know, the game clinching situation. But just back to the Royals, going into those games, knowing you have a chance to clinch is a lot different than walking into that game knowing it's game one of that series, right? You walk in going, all right, tonight's the night. You're excited about it. The anticipation is building. There's probably people that are going to the game tonight that are already doing laps around their office.
Yeah, bing bong.
Already off the wall with all this kind of stuff and excitement. That place is going to be ready to explode. And if they come out and they lay an egg in the first quarter, that's going to dissipate fast like a storm. And then all of a sudden, we're going to have ourselves a situation where the Knicks are playing catch-up. Then they really get tight, and now they know they're going to Game 7, and they're going to lose in Boston.
Yeah, you go from being able to clinch to clinching if you don't win this game. Because you're going back to Boston, and you're like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
And Monday's going
to
be fun.
And then that group up there will be ready to explode. Like, God, we were down 3-1, and we beat them without Tatum. And it'll be the greatest Celtics series win ever, you know?
And Thibodeau will be fired at 1 o'clock on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Next day.
You think it'll take that? 1 o'clock in the morning, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or he won't be allowed on the team flight back. Yeah.
There are, like, two ways to keep your job. One, cut your hair. Two, tell us that. I'm just kidding.
Do you think they'd fire Thibodeau and then go steal Spoelstra from the Heat?
They'd try, but he wouldn't leave.
No.
You don't think so? I thought they were saying at the end of the year, like, it was kind of like they're right for a change down there.
It's like the Andy Reid situation in Philly.
Yeah.
Damn, then you should go poach that right away, whether you win this series or not. You should go poach one of the best coaches in the league.
I mean, why wouldn't you?
Absolutely.
If you're the Knicks, go see what it's going to take.
Maybe Pat will go with him.
Oh, God.
Speaking of exploding. Oh, I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry. Oh. I hit the wrong button. Sorry. I apologize.
What the hell was that?
I don't know, but there was a topic. There was a topic this week because of the NBA draft lottery where we saw the fixed lottery. There was no frozen envelope this year, but somehow, Dallas trades Luka Doncic to the Lakers. And all of a sudden now, they get the number one pick.
Is there anything in sports that everybody believes is fake other than the draft lottery? Like, everybody knows this thing is fixed, right? Like, everybody knows that, right? There's still not some people out there who believe that the NBA draft lottery isn't fixed, right? Mm.
Coincidence? I think not!
So, Mike Greenberg went on a rant on ESPN on Get Up that the NFL needs a lottery. Carrington Harrison of The Drive, good friend of mine, good friend of ours, said he agrees that the NFL should have a lottery.
Ugh.
I find that very hard to do in a sport that is played the way that it is.
Turn your mic off if you're going to blow your nose, please.
Can we have that audio? Can we get audio of blowing the nose and the belch? That's what he thinks about. That's what he thinks about drafting the NFL. That's great. Hey,
sorry.
It's okay.
He's a growing boy.
Emily, I did not say it. But I was thinking, I'm not going to lie.
Allergies. Sorry, guys.
Yeah. Well, there's an on-off switch on the mic, including a button that says cough. I know it doesn't say nose blow, but
mine worked. Damn it.
Fair point.
But I think it's almost impossible to tank in the NFL. Now, because in the NBA, you can load management.
Yep.
You could do it in the NFL. You can fake an injury. You know, like, is Embiid really hurt? Is there really serious talks at the stadiums in Missouri? Okay, and
serious talks that they're in Missouri.
Embiid of stadiums.
Yeah.
The process is no longer trusted.
No.
I
think the mayor's in Qatar right now trying to get the stadium built.
Nice. But to tank the NFL, like, you think a guy's going to, like, half-ass it on a crossing route and just drop it, then get blown up by a linebacker, a safety, or a left guard? So you'd be like, oh, yeah, we're supposed to tank and lose. I'm just going to go ahead and get bum-rushed here and let my quarterback get destroyed. So I don't think there's ways to do that, whereas in the NBA, you can tank, and it's obviously been done. Like, we've seen it multiple times. But I don't think the lottery for how it works in the NBA would work in the NFL.
No, I don't think so.
Because imagine, like, the Cincinnati Bengals, right? My buddy gave me this analogy, and it was a good one. Fringe playoff team, right? They could have possibly fallen into the first overall pick. And everybody would be like, wait a minute. This team that won 3 games gets the 5th pick in the NFL draft, and this team that went 8-9 somehow got the number one overall pick, and the Cincinnati Bengals, who did nothing on defense, fall into Abdul Carter.
Yeah.
Get me out of town,
yeah,
dude.
I think, in my opinion, tanking in sports is one of the weakest low-hanging fruit show topics and conversations that you can have for a number of different reasons. Do I think it happens in baseball with organizations? Yes, I do. I believe they try to develop their minor league systems while not putting a great product together. But that's not the players tanking. Players do not tank, will not tank, and will not even entertain the option of tanking in professional sports for a couple of different reasons. Number one, it's their livelihood, right? They're out there trying to earn their paycheck. The better that they play, the more money that they are going to make. Number two, their careers are limited. They only have 3.5 years on average to play in the NFL or 3.5 years on average to play Major League Baseball or whatever the case is. Those guys are going to take advantage of every single one of those opportunities. Also, maybe your organization is thinking about tanking, again, organizationally, and you're a player, you go out there and play well, another organization sees that you're a good player, then you can go to that organization. There are not players out there in professional sports at any level, at any sport, I should say, that are tanking. There may be organizations that aren't assembling the best teams to go out there and play and are tanking. But the only time that we've really ever heard about that in the NFL, the coach called the Dolphins out, he got fired, and now he's only been able to be a defensive coordinator in this league because he called out the Miami Dolphins as an organization for wanting to tank. Players will not tank, but as an organization, especially in baseball, if you want to quote-unquote tank to build up your minor league system and assemble a bad product at the big league level, we've seen teams do that before, but those players aren't tanking. The overall organization may try to, but those players are never going to give up an at-bat. They're never going to waste an inning. They're never going to waste a play in football or a shot in basketball because their owner wants them to lose games. This is their livelihood. They may never have an opportunity to do this again, and they're not going to give that up.
The other thing, too, is that the NFL has incentives, and we know that owners don't like to pay. Because, like, some people, like, we were talking with Mac about this, like, well, you could just be like, hey, because he brought up Alvin Kamara, right? Let's say the Saints want to tank to get Arch Manning. And they're like, hey, man, here's $1 million to just say that your ankle's hurt and go with it, wrap it up, play it off. Like, guys don't play in week 17, so they don't get the incentive. So what would lead you to believe that they would pay to tank? Like, I get it. It's for
Chris Jones had to bust it to get that last sack in a week 17 game. Clark could have just wrote him a check and said, just chill.
Right. Now, again, it's true. Tanking for the organization, not for the player.
Right.
So that's where the line in the sand is drawn. It's like, yeah, I'm not going to give you your personal accolade for just not playing, but I want you to give me mine so that I can get this player to get sales, to get tickets, to get this sort of stuff. Because if the Saints do end up getting Arch Manning, hello. I guarantee you next year, the number one jersey sale will be Arch Manning.
Absolutely.
Season tickets will be on a rise in New Orleans, and they will be the team that the NFL glazes next year.
Right. No, you're absolutely right about that. And now, will Arch Manning's grandpa, Archie, allow him to go to New Orleans? Is that an organization that's going in the right direction? Kellen Moore may help that. I don't know what people think of him, you know, as a head coach and whatnot and in the NFL. But I hate the tanking conversation because there's too much on the line. It was like if your boss told you to go out and do a bad job at work today because the company's trying to reduce its value or whatever to sell it for a cheap price, or you're not going to do something like that. It's my job. I'm not going out there and I'm not going to tank for you. I've got my own interests to look after. And I was listening to the Dayton podcast yesterday with Moose and Haas and the guys on the Digging Deep podcast. Again, it's 90 minutes. It's worth every minute of your time. And they were talking about those incentives. And Dayton goes, look, I learned from Bobby Cox early on. You better get those guys their incentives and we'll do everything we can to get you your incentives and to make sure you reach those goals because you're doing right by the player too. And these teams that quote unquote want to tank, if you don't do right by the players, you're going to have a tough time on the flip side getting players to join your organization because word spreads fast. That owner sucks, man. I had 1 yard left for my incentive and they benched me and they didn't give me my incentive. Nobody wants to go play for that skinflint.
I'm sorry, I'm just getting over for that what?
Skinflint?
Skinflint, yeah.
I haven't heard that one. I like that. I'll steal that.
Call it some guy to his face at like midnight in Maloney's.
A person who spends little money as possible. A miser. That's the definition of a skinflint.
Yeah. Well, I would have had a nice dinner tonight. The skinflint would have paid.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Great
yeah. Skinflint. Gene Watson. You want to talk about skinflints? Gene.
Watson. Yes.
Gene's wallet is like Bigfoot. There are rumors of it, but nobody's ever seen it.
All right, we're talking primetime football games this year. So we're going to choose the best Thursday night football game and the best Sunday night football game this season. We've got the slate in front of us. Boys, I mean, you want to throw out your favorite one that you see off the top? Talking Thursday night here first.
Thursday night football has to be Chiefs-Broncos Christmas night. It's got everything. Snow, rivalry, playoffs on the line for Denver. Maybe the AFC Championship on the line. It's a night game. That's my favorite. I like that one.
We get a solid Thursday night opener week two, Washington, Green Bay.
Yeah.
That's good. Decent. That's
Al solid. Michaels is very happy with this schedule, by the way.
But then there's a run of just duds, dude.
Yeah, Miami, Buffalo.
No.
Some birds playing each other in
Seattle,
week four.
Arizona. No.
San Francisco, LA.
No.
Giants, Eagles.
No.
Steelers, Bengals.
Not really.
What if Rodgers is in that game?
Then doesn't matter.
I think it changes if Rodgers is
Rodgers
in that game.
It's interesting.
Rodgers, Burrow.
Week eight's good.
Yeah.
Vikings, Chargers.
Vikings, Chargers.
I'm all in after I saw really that picture courtside of J.J. McCarthy and J.J. Justin Jefferson.
Oh, J.J. and J.J.
Yeah.
Maybe they'll hire Piccolo and he'll be the GM. You can have three J.J.'s.
That would be fun.
That would be.
Because then after that, Dolphins, Ravens, Broncos, Raiders. Boy, here's a good one. Jets, Patriots.
Hey.
Bills, Texans.
That one could be good.
Yeah.
Black Friday football could be decent. December 4th, Cowboys and Lions. Meh. Falcons, Bucks could be decent.
Could be
a battle of first place in that game. And then, Chiefs, Broncos, probably the next best one. That's Christmas night.
Yeah. I don't like just looking at the schedule right now, I don't know why Al Michaels was so enthused by this one. Well, because you're not having Jacksonville, and they've moved away from
Browns.
The days of all the losers having to play a Thursday night game, so you don't get stuck with Jacksonville, Carolina in the middle of December. Like, nobody wants that game. We don't need that game. So they've removed those teams from Thursday night football, I think.
Yeah, there's no total poopfectas, but there's still some stinkers. It's a stinker versus a mid team rather than just two stinkers facing each other. You mentioned Black Friday. I don't hate the Bears and the Eagles. That could be a good game depending on what Caleb Williams in Chicago is doing with Ben Johnson over there by that point.
I think also, too, when you look at the schedule today, it's drastically going to change on September 8th. Well, after we have week one, we'll go, I can't wait for that game in week eight, which features the Chargers and the Vikings, whoever it is like that we're looking at right now that may not be appealing, but things change as the season moves along. And games may become more appealing, or they do have the opportunity, I think, to flex those Thursday night games, right?
Yeah. Let's take a look at Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, that's its greatest. Where there's only about two or three that interest me on Thursday night, there's only about two or three that don't interest me on Sunday night.
Yeah, like, where do you not like Sunday Night Football, right?
I mean, I don't really like week three. Green Bay, Dallas.
Green Bay, Dallas.
Oh, no, week four.
Week four,
I'm sorry. Oh, yeah.
Week five, Patriots, Bills. I'm good on that.
I like that one.
The Patriots are an intriguing team for me. Been watching a lot of videos they've been releasing of how Vrabel is coaching.
Shocker.
I mean,
he's the man.
I thought so before he was, but when he was playing and they pretended they were coaches for a day, you just knew right away. Like, I'll never forget that moment. Like, watching Vrabel be the head coach of the Chiefs for a day. I'm like, that guy, I mean, it was obvious that that guy was going to be a head coach.
Yeah.
But it's just different with him, man. Like, I hate to say it. Like, I think New England hired their perfect coach.
Me too. I think they're back.
I don't know that they're back today, but they're definitely trending that way.
They're on the come.
And they made an amazing hire with Vrabel. He fits that system. Certain people just fit certain places. Like, Andy Reid just fits Kansas City.
Exactly.
Right?
Yep.
Just fits.
Yep.
It's just the right, perfect hire. And I think Vrabel is that guy for New England.
Too.
Sunday Night Football weeks one, weeks six, and week 11 are the best games. Week one is Buffalo and Baltimore in Buffalo. Week six is Detroit and Kansas City. And week 11 is Detroit and Philadelphia.
Yeah,
I feel like that's probably my,
those are
my top three.
Those are great. Yeah, I honestly don't have any arguments there. I think week 12, Bucks and Rams could be really fun. Offensive splash.
Baker's revenge.
Yeah.
Week 14, Texans, Chiefs. There's a possibility that could be flex, though. What if Houston doesn't hold up their end of the bargain?
Very possible.
I think they will.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But I think they will, too. They've got six free wins, so that's nice.
No doubt.
I think in between that, though, week 13, Broncos and Commanders, man, that could be fun.
What do you think of the week 18 matchup?
TBD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.